Our top story this morning, one of the most anticipated announcements from the University of Montana has been the numbers for fall enrollment. Those numbers were released yesterday. Director of Communications Paula Short said the numbers for new freshman enrollment are encouraging.
The University of Montana has an overall fall headcount of 11,865 students. The incoming freshman class at U of M, this is new freshman students, increased 2% from a year ago. We have 1,292 students compared to 1,268 last year.
Short was particularly encouraged with two different aspects of the enrollment picture.
We are up both at Missoula College and on the Mountain campus for Native American students. And then on the Mountain campus, we are up for first-generation students. And those are a couple of groups for sure that we are very interested in recruiting actively to U of M, seeing those numbers go up because they really do represent accessible education for a lot of Montanans. That represents a cross-section of folks that we definitely want to see that population grow.
UM's enrollment was a key topic of discussion for each of the four presidential finalists who visited campus earlier this month. Cyber crimes are being committed all across the U.S. and actually around the world. Montana is no exception. Yesterday, Senator Steve Daines spoke with the Federal Bureau of Investigation about the recent cyber threats that occurred in the Flathead Valley.
Cyber terrorism is an emerging threat that has become all too real in Montana. In fact, just 2 weeks ago, the Columbia Falls School District received cyber threats promising harm and demanding ransom. This forced the closure of more than 30 schools across multiple school districts, affected over 15,000 Montana children. It's unprecedented. We've not seen that before.
The culprit responsible for the recent cyber threats in Montana, identified as the Dark Overlord, an overseas criminal organization. Daines asked FBI Director Chris Wray what's being done to prevent these cyber crimes. This was his response.
There are a variety of technological things we can do. We are also working with partners to try to exchange information to help identify sort of telltale signs that may help us link back to particular organizations. But make no mistake, it is a very serious threat, and it's growing.
Wray mentioned the FBI is actively investigating the cyber threats that have occurred here in Montana. A father and son hunting trip in the Spotted Bear Wilderness came to an abrupt end when a grizzly bear attacked them on Sunday. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Wildlife Program Manager Neil Anderson described what happened.
The father and son were out hunting black bears on the east side of Hungry Horse Reservoir. It's pretty steep country out there with fairly thick vegetation in places. The bear eventually did charge and ended up attacking the son, biting him on the elbow. They initially saw the bear when it was like 20, 25 yards away. At least they saw brush moving, but they didn't actually know it was a bear.
They knew it was a bear when the grizzly charged within 12 feet of them. Then, as the bear clamped down on the son's arm, the father took aim.
He grabbed his right arm, and the father was next to him or close to him and saw that the bear had his son and attempted to shoot the bear. Get it off of him. The bear did release him. He apparently shot again, and then the bear ran off. And then they hiked out and went to the hospital.
The son received treatment for minor injuries. Wardens investigating the area found the grizzly bear the next day. It was a 12-year-old female weighing about 250 pounds. Anderson said they believe the bear was trying to protect cubs about a year old. There was no word on whether the bear was still alive. Wyoming wildlife managers don't plan to capture a grizzly bear that attacked a hunter last week because the encounter appears to be a case of sow bear again protecting her cubs. Wyoming Game and Fish Department spokesman Mark Gocke said yesterday the preliminary investigations pointing to a surprise encounter and defensive reaction on the bear's part. Gocke said the Bridger-Deton National Forest area where the attack occurred has not been closed to the public because wildlife managers don't believe the bear poses a danger. James Moore of Rock Springs received injuries to his head and torso when he was attacked while hunting elk with two companions Monday morning in the Teton Wilderness. Moore was listed in good condition at Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center in Idaho Falls. Well, the next issue of the Montana Business Quarterly will be featuring research by the Bureau of Business and Economic Research into the amount of carbon dioxide released by Montana's fire seasons between 2003 and 2015. Author Patrick Barkey explains.
On average, about 300,000 acres burned in Montana. And on average, the amount of CO2 emitted from those fires estimated to be approximately 5.7 million tons.
To put 5.7 million tons of CO2 into perspective, Barkey compared it to the output of the coal strip coal power plant.
If you look at emissions from coal, you had in Colstrip, for example, was about 17 million tons. So just on average, wildfires, which of course only occur during certain times of the year, come up to a total which is about a third of what coal emits.
Even though the fire season only lasts a few months, Barkey said the amount of CO2 released during bad fire years, like 2003 and 2007, was on par with Colstrip for a whole year. The numbers for 2017's fire season have not yet been factored in, but the number of acres burned is over a million acres. And homecoming activities are back on Whitefish High School after they were previously canceled due to cyber threats that targeted schools in Flathead County. The cyber threats caused more than two dozen public and private schools in the northwestern Montana County to close for 3 days earlier this month. The Flathead Beacon reports the high school announced yesterday that festivities will be scheduled for October 5th and 6th. The homecoming celebrations include a downtown parade, school dress-up days, sporting events, a barbecue, and a dance. Local businesses are invited to participate in a window decorating contest. Things getting back to normal up in the Flathead. Our news talk time now is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Some patchy fog is possible this morning. Otherwise, look for a nice day today. Sunny skies and high temperatures in the low to mid-70s. We'll be clear tonight as well with temperatures in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Anthony Franz for Missoula's KECI 13.